Blog Talk Radio.
Back my hand, take what you need, I'm at your command, yeah. Have mercy on me, I'll do what you want, do as you please, can't take anymore. Won't you come rescue me? Please set me on fire.
Hello, hello, and welcome to A Pretty Sweet Tease. That song is amazing, and I thought that it would set the mood for tonight's festivities very well. That song is by an artist named Estelle. She is a British singer with 6 albums to her name, the first one in 2004, but that song, Set Me on Fire, is not on any album. It came out last year. It's all over the internet. It's fabulous. Look it up because it is sexy as hell and the perfect opening for this evening. I am Pretty Bird. I'm hoping that my partner in crime, my twisted sister, Miss Sweet Pea, makes an appearance tonight. But, you know, this has been a little bit of a rough month, so I will hope she comes because then it's a real party, but I'll absolutely understand if there are other things to be done tonight. Having said that, we have Rackentor with us. Say hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, A Pretty Sweet Tease is the only rated R show from a team of voices. And because it's rated R, we have our little adult lounge for the 18 and over crowd because, you know, sometimes naughty is just naughty. So you can find us on allpoetry.com, which is the largest online poetry site in the world, I believe. And you just look up a team of voices, and there we are. And we have a variety of programming, not rated R, that tickle everybody's fancy. So we do poetry. We do game shows. We do talk show-esque shows. We do a lot of different topics. But if you are looking for a little reprieve from the everyday on your Sunday night, this is the show for you. But it is rated R, and we do talk sex here. We do say fuck here. We do grown-up things here. If this is not your cup of tea, feel free to peruse the rest of the channel for a plethora of delightful artistic shows. So those are all my little disclaimers. And now for the good stuff. So tonight we are talking about being draped. Not draperies like curtains, but the way a dress falls on the curve of a hip, the way a sheet falls over a body, the way you can wear anything, even a person, because it's that show. And so that is what tonight is all about. And it doesn't have to be, let me use the word, it's anything that comes to mind. So I'm hoping that we have a lot of things hanging off of other things because, you know, it sounds like a fun time to me. So what comes to mind when something is draped, Rack? What's the first thing you think of? For me, yeah, it's pretty much something on the back of a chair, so that's not sexy, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like you said, you know, my mind doesn't immediately go to drapes because, you know, I'm not an interior decorator. When someone drapes themselves all over you, that expression is what kind of comes to mind. And, you know, to me, that's kind of an intimate thing. It's a possessive thing, and it's, you know, a very welcoming thing when you're attracted to somebody, you know. There's nothing more flattering when someone drapes themselves all over you. It's like, you know, they're claiming you. Please tell me your mind, just like your song. The song that you picked was absolutely ideal for that, you know, and it, right along the same idea, and that's exactly where my mind goes.
That is awesome. And I believe, and I hope I'm not wrong, that we have Silk on the line. Is that you?
No, this is Potency.
Oh, my goodness. What a surprise.
I remember you.
I am so excited. Hi, how are you? Just a quick warning, this is not the invite-only private show. This will be it's not live on air now, but it will be posted in a few days. So, you know. Just in case things get a little racy, I just need you to know it's going to be out in public.
Okay. I am all good with it.
Awesome. See, you're my kind of girl. That is awesome. So what comes to mind when something, when you hear the word draped, when something is draped on something else? My mind doesn't go curtains either, but it does go to fabric or things hanging over something else. It doesn't necessarily go to people, but when you think of the sensual side of being draped in whatever, even if when you're draped in his cologne that he leaves behind on you, there's just a sensuality to it. So what comes to your mind when you hear that word?
Well, yeah, like you said, you know, sometimes it could be, you know, like fabric, you know, like I wrote, which is something that I wrote or whatever. But you write about the whole cologne thing. I absolutely love being intoxicated in my man's cologne.
And that's a good word for it because especially when it hits the sweet spot, when their scent mixes with their cologne just right, there is nothing else. You just, you know, it's like a cartoon. It's like Pepe Le Pew, you know, as he's just following his little cat girl. And it's, but it really, really is. There's something magical that happens when the pheromones mix with whatever they're wearing. There's also something nasty that happens when it doesn't mix right, but we're not going on that side. but yeah, there is just, it's when they leave for work before you and you need to steal their pillow because it smells like them, you know? It's yeah. That there's just something really lovely in that. Or when they first put on the cologne and you're saying goodbye in the morning or whatever, and they give you a hug and then they leave, and then you can still smell the little remnants. Just, you know, and you're constantly looking for where that is on your clothes so you can smell it better the whole time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's just, it's lovely. I have been known, I have been known to just slap his cologne on like perfume because sometimes you just want to smell it.
Yes.
And
I've had moments like that before.
You see? So that is perfect. And now, I mean, I don't know any guy that puts on my perfume, but I know I have two perfumes that I wear. One that's my favorite, and one that I wear when I find one. It's a little bit more grown up, a little bit more sultry. If I don, and it's J'adore by Dior. This is the one that I wear when someone's getting lucky. Like, I know it's going to happen. This is the way that's going to work. Because when I wear it, something, it changes and it gets really sultry. And I've had like people walk up to me and smell me, which is really, really weird. They're like, what is that? And I'm just like, I don't know you and you're in my space. It's really weird, but it does something to people. And let's say hello to Miss Deborah Lee. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Oh my goodness. So you have to read and run.
Actually, I don't have anything to read, and I cannot stay, but I had to call. So here's the thing. I was thumbing through my history, looking for a little bit of this and a little bit of that, trying to figure a couple things out. And I don't have it pegged to the exact day, but in my files, I just happened to notice for you and for Raconteur, you guys have been radio hosting for this team for a whole year. So it's your happy first radio anniversary from me and Sweet and Hatter and AP.
And oh, what a wonderful surprise.
We just want you to know that we are thrilled that you're part of this team and that here's to the next year. And Pretty Bird, I'm glad you sound a little bit better this week.
And, oh, thank you. Me too.
Believe it's been a whole year already?
No, I didn't even.
It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
I had to go in 30-some pages worth of history to verify for you, Pretty Bird, and just to jar your memory a little, you were co-hosting a little bit with Sweet at the beginning, but then you jumped right on a Friday the 13th and dove into the seven deadly sins for Halloween after that. So
I love
that.
Week. That was so much fun.
And then I went digging. I thought, well, they came really close, so let me go look and damned if I didn't find
I'll be right back.
All them pages in too, and you both started around the same time. And even one of my notes from Pretty Bird said to me, one of my friends said, I don't know why you're stressing. You could just call and read and read and read, and everybody would just hang on your words. And I thought, I wonder who that friend might be, because that sort of sounds like something Raconteur would say. But anyhow, happy anniversary to you both. We appreciate you. And I would say if I could, but I cannot, so I won't. Love and respect.
Oh, thank you. You absolutely made my day. What a wonderful surprise. I really, really appreciate that. That is awesome. I didn't even remember. So that's God. Thank you. Yeah, you made my day.
Cool.
Thanks, Deb.
All right. Night, guys.
Good night. So that was just lovely. Happy anniversary. How nice is that? I don't remember anything. And not for nothing, this whole sickness I have has made thoughts fall out of my brain. I feel like my mother did before. No, seriously, I feel like I'm like 75 with like the beginning of Alzheimer's. This is not good. But this is fabulous. I'm all excited.
That's so descriptive. It made thoughts fall out of your brain.
You're
going to have to drape it with something to catch them.
Or something, or just slip them under the rug and pretend I never thought them. I don't remember anyway, so it's not going to hurt nobody. So have you ever been smelled by some random people?
Not really, but I have caught a whiff of perfume that actually made me ask the lady what she was wearing.
See, I've done that. And in fact, that's how I got the cologne for the one of my favorite cologne now. There was this man. He walked past me. I was like, oh, yum. And so I stood
awesome.
Back a little bit, and I watched him until because his woman was at the cart. And so when he was at the cart, I went up to the cart, and I asked his woman, I said, I'm sorry. He walked past me, and I need to know what it is. I didn't even acknowledge him. Because, you know, there's a way to approach a couple that is respectful,
right.
And then there's a way that is not. You do not go to a guy with a woman and be like, you smell so gosh darn good. That is not okay, you know? But I asked her, and she's like, isn't it great? It's whatever. And we had a little conversation, and I left him there. They never even looked at the guy. He was unimportant. It was just his cologne. But I never have walked up to people I don't know, stuck my face in them, and breathed. And people do that all the time since I was young, like high school and whatnot. I had hair down to my waist, all curly and whatever. And people will stick their face in my hair and smell it. I'm like, get away from me. Kind of gross. Speaking of draping, oh, my goodness. Guys have a thing about hair. And I never liked having my hair messed with because it's curly, and most people like to run fingers through hair. You can't run your fingers through curly hair. You can stick your fingers in. You can squeeze them and command a kiss. You can do all kinds of things. But don't mush it around because it's going to knot. Don't try to run your fingers through it because it's going to knot. Just stay away from the hair if you don't know what you're doing because it's painful. You know? But people always excuse me with my coughing. Always like to put their arm underneath the hair instead of over the hair for around the shoulders.
Yeah.
And then they'll pull it. Yeah. But they will, if I'm sitting there, like I said, it's all the way down to my waist, they'll just take a chunk of my hair and just like twist the ends of it. Like they play with my hair and I don't. I'm like, for the love of stinky Pete, that's going to make it not. You just not touch my hair. And, I had this guy in high school. We weren't dating or anything, but I used to sit. I was in band because I'm that nerd, and I sat in front of him, and he would sit behind me, and I would just lean back and kind of be in position with armrests and all kinds of comfy. Never thought anything of it until somebody's like, you know, he's constantly messing with your hair, right? If not, I can't feel it. If he's just touching the bottom part of my hair that's in his lap, I cannot feel it. My hair is too long. If it is not jostling the top of my head that's attached to my skull, you know, hair is dead. You don't feel it. But, oh, yeah, apparently he just kept on messing with my, like petting my hair. And I was just like, so people are telling me you're a weirdo. He's like, yeah, I can't help it. I was like, all right, then. So those are my draping stories. That's about it.
That's kind of awesome. I think if I look back at most of my poetry when I mention a woman, I do mention the scent of the hair because that's one of the memorable things. You know, scent is one of those triggers, that's one of the things that tends to linger when someone enters and leaves a room or something like that. It's very memorable, and it's very unique because it combines with your own body chemistry. So, you know, you could say, you know, oh, that this perfume smells wonderful, but when someone else wears it, it smells a little different, you know. It depends on you know, like I said, the body chemistry. Sometimes even they'll, like a recipe, they'll overpower it with something else, you know, too much vanilla, or the soap that they use is different, or, you know, they'll take it out with the conditioner. You know, it's a weird thing sometimes, but it's a very unique thing, I think. Very,
oh,
very
it really
memorable.
Is.
Yeah,
my sister
very
had
memorable.
This one perfume that smelled really good on her, but it literally smelled like liquid ass on me. It was disgusting, especially if I got hot, and it's Florida, so hot. It just was sour. I'm like, the heck is this nasty crap you wear? It doesn't smell like that on me. I'm like, yeah, bite me. And but my favorite perfume for the longest time was Obsession. I just loved the smell of it. It had that little like spiciness underneath, but it was still sweet. And then I don't know if they changed it, or I don't know if when I hit like 23 years old, my body chemistry changed it a little bit. And all of a sudden I couldn't tolerate it. It made me sick. It didn't smell bad. It's just, I could not take the scent. And I was just like, damn it. I just bought this big old thing of it. So I had to give it to my mom because I couldn't wear it anymore. And it made me, you know, it was my favorite. I loved it. I loved everything from the name of it to everything else. So let's get into some words. And I'm sorry for the coughing for those who missed last week. I am infected with the disease that is currently spreading all over the place. And I'm on oxygen. And so sometimes I hack up a lung and sometimes I don't. So hopefully there won't be a whole lot of hacking tonight, because that is not a good experience. But in case I do, now you know why. I put my little poem that I wrote about half an hour ago on the board. I was not feeling very sexy because, you know, this is not the sexiness going on here right now. But I came up with this, and here it is. Let me know when you see it. You got a potency?
Yeah, I'm getting to it.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready, and I will do my best to see the script. I picked a crappy font for this because I am half blind. I don't know if any of you have ever had extended stays with oxygen, because I've been on oxygen now for many weeks. It messes with your eyeballs pretty bad, and so even though my screen is ginormous, I might mess up some words because I can't see crap. So
I hear you.
Just let me know when you're ready, and I'll start reading.
Okay, I'm ready.
Awesome. This is Overture. I wore his arm around my shoulder like a fine mink stole, my thumb through his belt loop as we laughed in sultry hues, a prelude in moments untimed, etched into flesh, traced and dragged by gentle teeth and not so gentle nails, or vice versa, depending on their primal passions that abound. There is never enough time to devour the nuances of skin, like Nyx devours the daylight she bore as she climbs out of Hades to rule by the side of Erebus. The interstices of time twisted in satin sheets that shift with every exhalation, pulling the eye and stealing concentration in the subtleties of movement. Each breath catches the light and my attention is fixed. Scented air and the warmth of aftermaths remembered make new beginnings in quick match fire. I slide in close, breathing in time, skin to skin, draping my arm around him gently, and he wore it in sultry hues that beg repeating. End poem. And let's say hello to Miss Sweet Pea.
Hello.
Hello, hello. We are good. So we have Raconteur and Potency with us, so it's going to be a hot and steamy night.
Aw, I'm happy.
Me too. I'm all excited. And Deb stopped by for a minute to say happy anniversary, because apparently Rack and I have been hosting for about a year now, and I had no clue. So that was a nice surprise.
Nice.
I know, right? That's all your fault.
Yes. Everything is always my fault.
Well, you know, this time it actually is. but it's a good thing, so thank you.
I know. I'm very happy.
Did you want to run comments for me? Did you get a chance to hear the whole poem?
I didn't hear anything. I literally just said hello.
Yes, see how you are? All right.
I'll run comments.
So, Rack.
Zach, what did you
think? Okay, do that then.
Say hello again.
Zach, what did you think? Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I always love your word choices. You kind of elevate things, I think, and put my mind in a different place. You know, my relationship with words and double entendres and just, you know, regular meanings even to some things. You know, it's kind of like cooking to me. You know, and a recipe, when you find that right spice. You know, it just tastes perfect. It's like, you know, that's what I mean. There's other words that you could use to say it, but this is what the right flavor, the right feel to the mood that you're conjuring up. And I mean, for something that you just wrote, that's really really outstanding. Jealous as fuck. So I'll shut up now and drape myself over the studio and try and put this thing in here for you.
Oh, I appreciate
what
that.
Are you trying
Thank
to put
you.
In there?
I know, right? He gets on a little naughty show and gets himself all in kinds of, you know, naughty.
Tell you what.
Let's say hello to Lady Erin.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody?
Awesome. We have Rack and Sue and Miss Potency, which I'm all excited.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Lady.
Hey, Lady Erin. You didn't hear Pretty Bird read, did you, Lady A?
No, she
just sorry. No, I didn't. I did not.
That's on you, Potency. Can you comment for Pretty Bird?
Yes. Okay. Pretty Bird, I just want to say you like a mood of steamy emotion. That's all. That's how I'm going to put it. You are a mood of steamy emotion.
That is freaking fabulous. Thank you.
I like that.
That's awesome.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I love the poem.
Oh, thank you so much. There's something that happens. For me, anyway, I mean, you know, but I tend to be a little weird, and I fully accept that about myself. There's something about the ease with which the right guy, because anything with the wrong guy is just gross, but when they just throw their arm around your shoulder, and it's not get over here, and it's not whatever, it's just a very comfortable thing, and you put your arm around them, and just catch it one belt loop, because it's easier than holding it there yourself. And when it's comfortable, and, you know, that's sexy to me. That kind of familiarity, that kind of ease, that kind of organic way to be with somebody is very much a sensual thing, because it takes a lot to get there. It doesn't just happen the first time you meet somebody. And I love that feeling. I love the way that the hip moves against my hand when it's there like that, and the way they kind of gently nudge you to go where they guide you like that. I like when a guy, now listen, just disclaimers. I am very independent, get in my way. I can handle my shit. I've never liked a guy, if somebody says something rude to me, that wants to step in front of me and be like, I got this. I'm like, I got this. Feel free to stay behind me and look intimidating, because if this idiot escalates, feel free to beat his ass. You know, I'm good with that. But don't get in my way. I can handle my shit. But I like it when they guide you through a crowd. I like it when it's a crowd. I hate crowds of people, but if I'm in a crowd of people, when they grab your hand harder and make sure you're safe and make way so that nobody has to touch you as you're going through to wherever you're going to be, I love that shit. Not everybody does that. There's something that is very affectionate and very gentlemanly about things like that. So when their arm is just gently around your shoulders that way, there's just a subtle guiding, almost like a dance, almost like you're ice skating. And I kind of love that feeling, as independent as I am. I kind of, you know, feel free to take me where you want to go without dragging me and making me. I'm good with that. So that's
awesome.
Where this little thing was born. Whew. That's a whole lot of words, and I don't have a whole lot of air, so I am easily winded just sitting here talking. I feel very, very old. You know, like, you know, my poor mother. Well, she's not old. She's gone. But before she was gone, she was old. And I'm just like, you know, watching her. And she's like, I'm talking too much. I was like, no such thing. She's like, I don't have enough air. You'll get there eventually. Well, eventually it came too quickly. Because I'm getting winded just from talking, which sucks. But I am going to put you on the board, Miss Potency. Are you ready to read?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Awesome. So you are up on the board. So whenever you're ready.
Okay. Awesome. One hard day at work equals self-romance later. Warm bath with candles around the tub, provocative music in the air. I sit and listen as the water melts my troubles. 30 minutes after my soak and wash, I step out and dry my dripping frame. I slip into a lavender two-piece set that kiss my body with a warm sensation of satisfaction. The black satin robe I put on over it rubbed and teased my melanin texture. I then poured a glass of wine, stood in front of the mirror, and sipped to every flirty glance in poem.
Well, my. You know what? And that's how you take care of business. You know, you got to relax. You got to get into it. Yeah, you know, especially when you've had a day. You'll be like, you know what? No, I need some me time. And some me time might be some special me time. Because, yes, please. You know, girls got to do what a girl's got to do. And
yeah.
And I love that you're all romantic about it, that it's all sexy and sensual, that it's not a, all right, let me just get this done because I need to go sleep. Because, you know, sometimes those nights happen too, you know. But but I love this. I love that you dress for the occasion. I love that that you look at yourself, you know, that you're in front of the mirror and you're just, damn, I look good. I love that confidence. That confidence is sexy as hell. What do you think, Miss Sweet?
Well, I think that she's, what did she call you? I think that might fit you, her too. And I love, like you said, the confidence. And I'm trying to find the line I like the most. Except, oh, crap, I just went into the wrong room and to find that, and that's not going to work at all.
Hold on. Yeah, they don't say fuck there.
Yeah, they don't say that at all. That's not going to help me at all. I had it in front of me, and then I dropped it. Oh, my God, Lady, you're rubbing off on me.
Mommy, what's fuck?
What's the matter with you?
I like, oh, there. I know. I poured a glass of wine sitting in front of the mirror and sipped to every flirty glance. Ooh, yes. That's me. I need the wine to do that, but yes. No, I love this. I don't know what it is lately about these great poems for having about the subject, but I think there should be many, many more. And you did a really great job. And I love anything that has to do with lavender, just FYI. Lavender is my thing. Very well.
Oh, okay.
Lavender,
yeah, thank you.
Does something for me.
Sweet. You're on comment.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. You know, I got to get back into this. Lydia, you're back.
I really like the poem. I thought that I liked how you opened it by saying, "One hard day at work equals self romance later." So your plan was to spoil yourself, and I think that we all need to do that now and then. but I really liked this line in particular. The whole thing was wonderful, but I really liked, I slipped into a lavender two-piece set that kissed my body with a warm sensation of satisfaction. I love that line and a half because it speaks confidence, it speaks contentment, and yes, satisfaction with the way you look with your body image, and I love the word "kissed my body" the way you articulated that. I thought it was a really great line, and it oozed self confidence, and that's what I like the most about that. And then the last, like Sweet was saying, you know, standing in front of the mirror. And a sip to every flirty glance. I mean that you're content with the body and the skin that you're in. And I think all women need to feel that way. And just reading this made me feel that bit of confidence in myself. And so I think that there's a message in here. It's not just a poem. I think it's a really good piece of learning for all of us women to have the confidence in ourselves to walk like we own the room and enter a place where we have the confidence to hold our heads up high and accept the people that we are, accept us for ourselves. And I think it's such an important message, and I really like this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And rock and tour.
Wow, I thought you were going to call on somebody else. being fortunate enough to be the only guy here, I can comment on the genre in general when you talk about that type of moment that the thoughts behind it, at least from the male perspective. There's a distinct difference, I think, when you're watching someone or when you know someone or listening to someone that's doing it for pleasure and not like it's a job, because you could tell. And you're kind of worshiping yourself in words like this, in a poem like this, and the sounds that evokes, the mood that evokes is so different and so much more enticing than just, I'm going to go snap one off, It's like, there's no fun in that. It's like, okay, I get it. But, you're making it like a whole mission. It's like, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to set it up. I'm going to enjoy myself doing it, and I'm going to take my time. And that thought is sexy as hell, the fly on the wall. And then, I think a night or two ago, I heard someone say, were you standing there? To be a fly on the wall and catch someone in the middle of doing something like that is just, again, also a very enticing little thought. So it evokes a lot of wonderful feelings. It's a great, great poem, Potency.
Thank you. Thank you all so much.
Because it's awesome. And that would have been Sweet's poem from last week where it's like, oh, hello, I didn't see you standing there. That was same subject with a little twisted ending. That was fabulous.
I didn't remember.
Yes, it was. That was lovely. But, you guys, between last week and this week, it's been a very popular subject. And everybody writes all these wonderful different ways, right? So you're all just sexy and confident. And last week, Deb's poem was all romantic and soft until the end where, we got a little busy. And you're just all sweet, all about cave diving. And and it was kind of just amazing. I have one poem on that subject that we might get to later that is nothing like any of that stuff. I'm just like, I do not romance myself. I am not all sweet about things. I'm like, all right, fine. It's so funny. But Rack and Tour.
Just get it done.
Well, it's not just, well, yeah, basically in real life, but it's not just get it done. It's just, you know, it's just, I don't know how to write about things. I can write about a situation with other people, but when it comes to me, I'm just like, yeah, it's a thing. It's fine. You know, it's like, it's so, we'll get to it later. You'll see what I'm talking about. Orak and Tor has put his poem on the board. And so I now have to go refresh my little studio because he put it in there, because I am useless in trying to get two things done at once lately because, like I said, things fall out of my brain, and it ain't good. Okay, let me see.
Ooh, I tend to put things in.
So, well, I appreciate you sticking it in there, Rack. And so, ooh, I love the picture and I love the title. So let me know when you guys are ready, and I will hit play.
I love the picture, too. I'm ready.
Awesome. Here we go.
Skin on Skin by Raconteur. For every square inch of my skin, there are 1,000 nerves screaming your name, begging to be introduced to the woman driving me insane. Thoughts of holding you possessively and the fragrance of your hair have blossomed into full-blown desire to explore the passion we share. Fantasy is fine, but I need to linger on your lips, feasting on your fruit, savoring your nectar as it drips. Limbs entwine like imagination in dreams. Arousal builds to the sounds of our screams. Euphoria carries us to dizzying heights as we explore each other's bodies, leaving mottled purple love bites. Nails dragged across backs, leaving red furrows like pyres. The friction of skin on skin, kindling romantic fires. Relief to finally touch, spending time sharing how we feel. Each sunrise and sunset together proves miracles are real. End poem.
So it's just me, ladies, or when he said skin on skin, the way he lingered on those ends, it was just a little fiendish, wasn't it? Skin.
It really was.
It made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
I know, right? I was just like, ooh, this is going to be good. I was so excited. And I absolutely love, you know, fantasy is fine, but, you know, I'm going to need a little more of this feasting and savoring and dripping of the nectar. I'm just like, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. But you start this out with, there are 1,000 nerves screaming your name. And they haven't met you yet, but you're already driving me crazy. So we need to get to know each other better because we have to turn this screaming into real screaming, which I like that you touched on over here, you know, limbs entwine and the sound of our screams, because if it's silent sex, it ain't good sex unless you're trying to bite
Why
it down.
Not? I love the intensity of the silent sex.
I like
love
my
it.
Partner to be silent because it's my job to make him unsilent, like you can't hold it in, and I like that kind of control. But there's something to be said outside of situations where you don't want to wake up the kids, yada, yada, blah, 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 about the freedom to just be. And there is a release that happens in your entire body, which intensifies your orgasms, when there's nothing being stifled, when it's not just biting your breath, mm-hmm. and it's not just all of that. If you can just relax and let it all go, and you don't have to be loud, you just don't stifle anything. The intensity is so much more just because you're not expelling any energy trying to to not let it happen, trying to, you know,
think about
be all demure, you know. I for years, I was just like, you know, little bones, and I was just all ladylike, and it was fine, and, you know, shit got done. But at some point, you know, I gave zero shits and never turned back. And I can be very, very loud. Not always, but sometimes if it's one of those evenings, if the stars and the planets are aligned, I give zero shits. Y'all are going to hear me anyway. I'm not hiding nothing. And
well, if you're going to try not to make any noise, you can't enjoy yourself. You can't let loose and really feel what you're feeling, because you're holding back and you're concentrating more on not making any noise than you are on the fun that you're having. And that's
no
fun.
That is true. That is absolutely true. However, when you are commanded to be silent and you cannot, there's also a heightened
yes,
thing
that
happens
is
with
so
that.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because,
I see what you're saying with that. Yeah, you're
right.
Going in a different direction. Okay.
Right. But no, you're absolutely yeah. That's you were exactly right. That's what I was saying. When you're not expelling energy, trying to hold anything back, when everything is free flowing, it is intensified. However, if somebody's looking you dead in the face, doing their darndest to put you over the edge, and they tell you not to, and you have to try to bite that back, knowing that it's not going to work anyway, it's a completely different animal. So, what are your thoughts on both the poem and the topic, Miss Sweet?
Well, first and foremost, I think you can scream in a more sensual way. If you have to be quiet, you can do it with the right growl. You just have to know how to do it in the ear. You know, just, but he gets the message. Mm-hmm. It's okay. But I do like
okay, before you edit this, I'm going to download it.
So, I'm not doing anything that can't be put on the radio. I'm just, you know, screaming in someone's ear. Like, put away your toy. I already used it. Anyway.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Clean your toys before you put them away.
No, right. But anyway, I love nails dragged across backs, red furrows, glow of pipe, the friction of skin on skin, kindling romantic fires. Yes, there's nothing like a fire alive on your back and down your whole body just to make you want to scream. And I love proves miracles are real. Yeah, this is very, very good. But, and of course, your read is always, 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 always wonderful. And I shall go straight to Lady A, so she can tell
yeah.
me how wonderful it was.
Well, I have to say, did I lose my thought? Yes, I did. Just a moment, please. Here it is. I agree with Pretty Bird when you opened it by, you know, telling us the title and saying skin on skin, the way you pronounce that. I mean, I thought, yes, yes, this is going to be very, very good. And then for every square inch of my skin, there are 1,000 nerves screaming your name. Like, come on, where do you get this stuff? That is, like, beautiful. There are 1,000 nerves screaming your name. Isn't that a beautiful line?
It makes you want to touch
nerdy.
It and see if it's true.
It's nerdy,
oh,
yeah.
It's just,
if you look it up, for every inch of skin, there's 1,000 nerves. That's literal.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm not into the biology any more than I am into the way you're screaming your name. Like, that is really a very beautiful line, very romantic line, sensual. The whole piece is sensual. But you have, that's, you know, that's your your genre, you have this way about saying the simplest of things in this manner that we're all sitting back going, like gasping, like I am anyways. I thought it was terrific.
Thank you.
Really lovely, wonderful poem that has so much to it. You know, I'm just catching one part of it. You are a terrific sensual writer, and I quite love this. I'm putting
really
it on my list.
Miss Potency has dropped. It sounded like her phone died because it just kind of went off. So I'm hoping she gets the call back. But I wanted to tell you, Rack, that I kind of love the story because it's easy to overlook the ending when you're lost in the lingering and the nectar and the nerves and the screaming and the passion and the, oh my goodness, and the fantasy versus reality. But when you finally get there, it's all about the going to bed and the waking up and the little things over everything else, where the reality trumps the fantasy to begin with, but then you've got the subtle nuances that you just kind of live for, and that is just wonderfully romantic, which kind of makes all that animal passion even more so. So I kind of really like that juxtaposition.
Yeah.
So that was kind of lovely, 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 lovely. And so there is that. So Miss Sweet Pea, did you bring us treats?
I am writing my treat, but I do want to say hi to Jay Hatter. I'm not
hi,
in the studio,
Hatter.
But I see him there.
He is. He's on the wall, ninja style. So he's been listening to all the goodies about the self-confidence and the nectar and all this stuff. So feel free to call us, Hatter. And I'm sorry, Miss Lady A, do you have treats?
Well, I do. It's an older poem, but I think it will. I go through all of these pieces and I fall in love with them again. I realize, because you forget sometimes the stuff that you write.
I forget everything.
And I had it in my, and I've lost my place, of course, which would be, nothing would be, dear me. Oh, no, that's not it. I'm getting nearer, but I apologize for making you wait. Oh, here it is. It's called I Am Reborn. I got it.
Oh,
it's
she could be
I
Lady O tonight,
reborn.
Too?
Yes.
So
I'm going to put it in the room here for us.
Make sure it's in the right room.
It's in the adult lounge. Only adult lounge. There it is.
Because
okay.
We've
so
all made that mistake
there.
At some point.
And this is called... I am restrained, bound, bridled, breathing brazen lust. Anticipation ignites flames, combusts, blood flows, heats, burns pink to red. Loose me, lead me to your bed. Corset constricts, constrains carnality, dormant desire awakens animality. Strangulating bones, heightened dragon's head. Loose me, lead me to your bed. Restrained, restricted, stirs embers, aching breasts, beg, thighs, throb, tethered, trussed, handcuffed. Loose me, lead me to your bed. Earthy woman's veins flow lava, hypnotic, enchanting, orgasmic diva. Hands explore, entice, probe spread. Loose me. Lead me to your bed. End poem.
I remember this. I absolutely love this. I love everything about this. Love that picture too, by the way. A little bit of dark, a little bit of light, a little bit of take me now. And you start this by capturing our attention with the alliteration, bound, bridled, breathing, brazen lust. And, you know, there is something to be said about breathing in that lust, because I think that that is probably the most primal physical reaction that you get is from knowing that the desire is heightened from the wafting, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Just because,
yeah.
You know, the scent effects, you know, when you're young, by young, I mean of age and exploring things, you know, people get embarrassed. You don't know what normal is. You're just like, the crap is that? And but when you can be, you know, it takes some getting used to. And but once you realize that it's what heightened desire smells like, and when it mixes with your partner and fills the room, it is really. It is sexy as hell. It is, I need more. It is, that's how you get it done. It is, yes, please. It is all of that with no words. And it turns sweet kisses into hair-pulling, impassioned, take-me-now moments, which is what this is. I love the tightness of the corset in here, how everything's awakened and you need to get out of it. And I'm assuming the strangulating bones are the boning in the corset?
Yes.
Yeah. I know that feeling. And, yeah, sometimes you just cannot get out of that fast enough because you can't bend well in it. It's constricting, but it adds to it when you have to, you know, take that extra time and you're trying to fight your way out of it for like 2 seconds. And it's just like, whoo, and then you can finally get down to business. So I absolutely love that. And I love how she's the one in this that is like, take me now. So this is kind of awesome. I loved it when I first heard it. I still love it today. And Miss Sweet Pea, what are your thoughts on this Lead Me to Your Bed? Are you on mute, Miss Sweet?
Miss Steph on the butt.
Yes, I'm on mute. Good Lord. I already thought Lady A had this guy on her bed, so I'm not sure why he had to be restrained, but okay. or why she had to be restrained, but Sir Ember's aching breast bag, thighs throbbed, tethered trust, handcuff loose me, lead me to your bed. Okay. I think that's got it all covered right there in that little stanza. I like the description of the dragon's head. I've never quite heard it so eloquently put or so brazenly put, but that dragon can breathe some fire. So, you know, they're large. They're, you know, dragons have big heads. And I like how that's described.
A 13-year-old.
That's beautifully your imagery and metaphorically. That's very well done as a poet. And I really enjoyed that. And I also like
Thank you very much.
Veins flow lava. That's another great image. I think metaphorically you're just on point with this poem. Very well done, my queen.
Thank you so very much.
Really, you know, very well done. I liked it. And Rakitor, your thoughts?
Yeah, I love your word choices. I don't know. It's probably a coincidence about the dragon, but there's a company that uses that name, Bad Dragon. I'll let you find that on your own. It's amusing. The whole thing, it speaks to my impish nature. It's kind of I want to say a game, but not so much. But there's a way, I think, to write it. The pleading line, release me, take me to your bed. I don't hear that in my head as being spoken out loud in this. It's what you're thinking as he's doing what he's doing to you. And the reason why, you know, he's restraining you is exactly the point to invoke that feeling. And, you know, if you've ever ridden something like that and built it up, then you know when it's released, it's that much more relief comes with it, and it feels that much more forceful. So, you know, the more you can ride it, the more you can build it, or you know, the more you can edge, as they say, the more intense it is when you finally go over that peak. So to me, that's the game
That's the playfulness of it. It's testing each other's limits and pushing to that. You know, I know you want it, but you know, just wait a minute more. You know, hang on just a second, just a little more, and then when you finally go over and you can't help it, it's that moment that's so special, I think. And to me, that's what that released me. Take me to your bed is like it's fighting that urge that, because you know the other thing after that too, that's kind of when it's over, so building up to that point is also a lot of fun. So
yes, indeed. Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
See, awesomeness. Just let me know when you are ready with your piece, Miss Sweet.
I will.
Awesome. I'm going to put my piece of I'm going to put my little solo act on here and read this
all
thing
right
on air for people to hear. Lord, all right. Not my usual. I am used to the private show where I give zero shits. So my voice is not at all sexy. I can't wait to get it back because I sound like crap.
No,
but
you don't really.
Oh,
no, you don't.
I appreciate that. I sound better than last week, so that's something.
Whatever you say, you're not going to convince her. Just let her keep going on about sounding like that. Don't.
Well, let's just say, because if I breathe too much, I cough. And when I cough, my voice completely leaves, that I just don't have my normal sultriness. But okay. And this is, do you see it on there? It's pictogram.
You can't help but be sexy.
Yeah, thanks. Just let me know when you see it, and I'll start reading. You guys got it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is pictogram. I pull out your picture. Smooth skin and hazel eyes, even in photographs they hypnotize, calling my name in whispers, pounding at my loins, electric shocks to the groin, waking the senses, feeling revived, revitalized, alive, there, ever unchanged, your gaze upon mine, motionless, emotionless, frozen in time, when you realize I was she, perfection unwavering, an alternate reality returning affection. A two-way street of romantic love, unseen, unnoticed, unrealized, yet real just the same, innocent, unthinking, with no one to blame, knowing you want me, as you always did, nothing but glimpses of an awkward kid turned man, turned desire, lascivious by design, liquefying resistance, wasting no time, a bit of shy, a hint of coy, vanish all remnants of that innocent boy, and by the light of the screen I lay here alone, feeling the heat of you making me moan, desire unabated, I finish unsated, abusing your picture in ways you condone. And home.
Hey, Rex, what do you think?
I think I need a moment alone. Oh, wow. I like the reality of it. You know, that you remain unsated. And no, because it's true sometimes, you know, you've got that idea, that goal, you know, you're reaching for it, you're striving for it, but it's just not the same, you know, and that's the bittersweetness of something like that. It can be very frustrating, but, you know, it happens, and you know, it's relatable. Like, yeah. Oh, were you standing there? I'm sorry. Very, very much appreciated.
You're stuttering, Rack.
Oh, am I?
An ADA, your thought.
Well, I think that Cinderella here has a way with her abilities for sensual poetry as well, And I've said it before, and I'll say it a million times over again, is your style is always classy. you have a very good grasp on metaphor when you write like this, and the what you leave to our imagination is entirely sensual, I think. And but there was one line in here that really jumped out at me. I've been trying to find it. But you really do. You have a way of writing that's romantic. It's sexy. But it's never in your face base, you know? It's always very classy.
Oh, thank you. I love that. I have a few that are all, you know, Balzac oriented, but those were, you know, prompt specific. I generally, when I write, I like nuance. Even in real life, in the middle of it, unless I am being extremely verbal, because sometimes that happens, and I like the nuance. I like moans over words. Like I prefer when I'm with somebody for them to just shut the fuck up. And I love the noises. I love the breathing. I love the moans. I love the whimpers. Okay, love it all, but do not tell me what to do. Because I ain't doing it, you know. But by that same token, if I am verbal, I am, well, not at all classy, and I don't care, you know. So it's just it's weird that I am, you know, I like it one way, but I'm the exact opposite. But, you know, there are moments, you know, things all change, everything ebbs and flows because there are no rules. But, you know, people like what they like. And I wrote this one as a challenge a million years ago. Someone's like, I bet you can't write it without writing it. Well, you know, watch me.
Let me watch you flush your teeth.
This is the poem that I put up at a contest my first year here that got somebody banned, because I put it up with the title of the contest was Go F*K Yourself. And then the mods were like, you really need to write that out because otherwise it's not going to filter right. And I was like, ah, damn, really? All right. So the contest is called Go Fuck Yourself. And then it was all subtleties. And it was just that. It was write it without telling me, you know? And I put this poem up pretty much as an example. And then I was called vile. Somebody went to all the groups and was like, you need to complain. This is this and that, that, that. And instead
was
of...
Was this poem that you just read?
Yeah. You know, for the context that
was... Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. And then she's like, what happened to Shakespeare? And my answer to her was, Shakespeare was a dirty old man. You're not going to read anything that he wrote that isn't pervy and twisted. It's beautiful because it's old English and things meant different things. It's okay. But everybody came out of the woodwork. And even the moderators were like, you know better. This is not okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, really?
Yeah. And people complained so much about her attacking me that she got banned for 3 months.
Oh, you're kidding. Good.
No. I was like, I didn't know. I wanted to shrink away and hide. I was here for like, you know, not even a year, and I didn't know any of these people. They're all coming back for me and inboxing me. I was just like, oh, my goodness. It was kind of wonderful. But,
wow.
You know, yeah.
Well,
all
it's
that,
funny because
literal
like
poetic
that would,
justice.
Yeah.
Something like that, what?
Well, there's other people that write erotic poetry on this site and don't get that kind of abuse. Like, that's ridiculous.
Well, it was a contest called
Go
Fuck Yourself. So I think she had a problem with that alone.
Wow.
Yeah, fun stuff, right? I'm telling you.
Wow.
You told me to.
It's just funny, the things that little nothing things could evoke in people. But, you know, I was like, and I think if I remember correctly, somebody's like, you might want to try what she said. And I was just like, oh, damn.
Oh, that's perfect.
I know, funny, right? I'm telling you.
Unreal.
Oh, my goodness. So we have plenty of time, so feel free to bring another poem if you got it. Otherwise, I'm just going to read my crap all night long, which I'm okay with, except for that I have no air. Whew.
Okay, I'll do that for you.
Oh, no.
No?
Okay. No, yeah. I don't think that that was to you, Lady A. Oh,
okay.
It's funny. Yeah, feel free to bring something. I'm opening up my Nyx folder because Nyx is dark and hungry and likes some sex. Let's see. Where's the one that I was going to...
Like, we're kind of restricted, or are we on this? Like, are we allowed to do what we usually do, or we have to tame it down quite a bit?
I will give you the rules.
Anything you say will be either edited
on
or
air.
On air. So that's
Yes. So the thing
everything
is...
Everything we say will what?
It is not a live on-air show right now. Like, only if you have the link, which I... Right. But it will be posted in a couple of days. So if you're okay with people hearing it, then feel free.
Okay.
So, like,
two days?
So that it's never in the other room, and that's because the player automatically rolls over. So we don't want to do that.
Okay.
And then it'll give us time, if things get way out of hand, to rein that in.
Okay.
You know, if need be. But so far, we really haven't. It's nothing, you know, it's out of hand. Things get a little racy because, you know, it's this room. But I don't think anything's really been, you know, too off the wall in depth about anything. And when it goes that way, I tend to be like, you know, it's going to be on the air, you know?
Okay, I've got one now. Do you want me to put it in or?
Go ahead. Give me one
I'll
second. I'm going to pause for 2 seconds.
That was not a good question, was it?
No, that was a perfect question.
Okay. It's called Wild Eyes. It's in the room there now.
Okay, go ahead.
Upon
That's
the ocean's
beautiful.
Gloss. Yeah. Upon the ocean's gloss, moonlight's diamonds reflect. Into the liquid chill she glides, skin caressed by sea moss. Soaked with salty seawater, breasts glistening under Luna. Rosettes respond to night air, cold, yet she is hotter. Swimming naked, erotic stimulation, saltwater engulfs and raptures. Rosettes, firm, aching, wild eyes upon her watch with inspiration. Kamugwi, First Nations deity, strength in his hands to heal, phallic lubricity, sex appeal, warrior, lover, well-oiled machinery. Beauty in the night offers her delights. Luna Nueva upon the sea attracts two lovers carefree. Speaking in rhyme, hands explore subaquatic skin, probing, pulsing, pleasuring, ocean nymph sublime. End poem.
Well, isn't that delicious? I love phallic lubricity, the smoothness of the firmness. There is just, that is beautiful word choices. And I kind of like words that you know, the masses don't just know offhand always. And that's like one of them. The beautiful, concise, amazing use of verbiage. You know, it's that kind of lubed up slickness, you know, it's fabulous. It's great imagery. It's almost tactile. But you start this with one of the most beautiful lines I've ever heard. Upon the ocean's gloss. That is glorious. That is absolutely gorgeous. I love that. It just kind of just melts you right in. It really, really does. And I'm with you. I cannot be in water with someone that I am, you know, in a relationship with without things at least trying to happen. To the point where, God bless my mama. Whenever if I was in the pool with the kids or whatever all day, because my mom, I grew up with the pool over there. And so whenever we were over there, I'd get in the pool, all the kids would come in and whatever. And then in the evening, they would all get out. And when I would be picked up or met there by my husband, my mom would get the rest of the kids out and just leave us there, because apparently it was a rule. She never told me for years, but, you know, because we tended to be a little frisky. So she would get the kids out so we could be a little frisky. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, that's so amazing. But even in the water, though, if you swim nude,
It just caresses every inch of you, and I feel it's very erotic when you swim nude.
Well, it is. Well, I can get in line with everything but the sea moss, because it creeps me out like bugs. Like, I don't know what the hell's in there. Something's going to eat me. I've got issues. But this is just perfect. And I absolutely, beauty in the night offers her delights. You know, that's my happy place. It really is. So, Miss Sweet Pea, what do you think of this fluid deliciousness?
I think she spends way too much time in the ocean, and I'm beginning to wonder about her relationships with dolphins.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. And just for the record, there is never too much time spent in the ocean.
No.
I know. No, I'm jealous of her. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. I think she does there's something about it. And I'm sorry, I've got a really bad sore throat. But, no, I really like this. I like the flow of it. Pardon the pun. I like the sensualness of it, sensuality of it, and I think he did a really fun job. And I, even though I don't, I'm not a big water kind of person, but I really love this one. If it sounds as good as you wrote it, or if it was as good as you wrote it, I might be. But it never is with me. I don't know what it is.
Are you afraid in the water?
No, I just don't like having sex in the water.
Oh, not really like that.
I love
but it's
the water.
A real good warm up. It's a good foreplay.
Well, here's a little trick. I have learned the very, very hard way that you have to go deep enough to be fully buoyant. Otherwise, sand gets in things and everything is unpleasant. Even if other things don't make it into those places, the sand will find a way, and it's irritating and god-awful. So go a little further out. It's much, much better. So I'm going to – are you ready, sweet?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I am almost – I actually am almost ready. I am actually looking for a very happy little picture, and then I will be ready.
Did you want me to read one while you're
good.
Looking for one, or did you just, or are you like 2 seconds away?
I'm like 2 seconds away.
Okay.
Believe it
and
or
what
not.
Were you going to say, Rack?
I got one for you. I just went actually to look at the journals, and they apparently changed privacy settings. I said privacy is no longer supported.
Yeah, because nobody
What's
ever used
that?
It. In the journals, everything that was once private is no longer private, and they didn't warn anybody. They just and when you click to try to make it private or whatever, they tell you this feature was removed because you know nobody used it.
What?
You're
kidding me.
No. And it surprised me that they didn't like send an email or something. Oh, do you hear that echo?
Wow.
That's crazy.
That should be in the studio if there's an audio. I can double check.
I don't know what
00019 game.
Hold on a second. I don't know what this is. I can't find what it opened to. Give me a second. Okay. Yeah, that is just a it says I don't have permission to edit it. It's like you sent me the wrong link. It's not, it's like the editing one, not the actual posted one. So you have to go to not the editing window, but the other one.
Wow.
That's wrong, FYI.
Yeah, right? That is not okay. If they offer privacy, they should let you know, in 2 weeks, it's not going to be private anymore. Do what you will with your stuff. But no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong. All right. Well, you know what? I can't find this the way I want it to be, so you guys are just going to get it the way it is. It's not going to have a picture to it. I'm sorry.
I'll be right back, you guys. I'm going to...
Wait, I'm going to read my poem, and you're going to leave me?
Oh, no. Okay, okay, go. I've got to get my wacky leg pills into me because they're going nuts here already.
Well, then go get your wacky pills. How long is that going to take you?
No, go ahead. Are you ready to go right now?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll wait.
All right. Because I know how bad that is. I really do. That's awful.
It is. It's a terrible thing, though. Restless leg syndrome. Oh,
God, it's awful. I have it. I hate it. So this is a silver trumpet stained with red lipstick. Come with her eyes glazed as she moved her hips in a poetic motion. Smoke jazzy filled the club with every rise of his chest. That should be smoke jazzy notes. I missed that word. Smoke jazzy notes filled the club with every rise of his chest, and silver trumpets spit blue notes in waves of wishful thinking. Whiskey-soaked passions sway the shy to play. Bonfire beauties burn boys slowly in ember flames, and silver trumpets continue to blow tones of wanting. Cigar smoke and cigarette ash assault wooden decor as a crowd sways to melodic midnight moonlight seduction. The silver trumpets slide sultry sexual salutations. Hand-to-hand combat begins as a secret dress falls. Lavender breezes brush the heat from the ignored skin, and a silver trumpet stained with red lipstick lay silent in poem.
Oh, I love smoky jazz and whiskey. I have written many, many dreams in those hues of hot and sweaty sex that doesn't have to talk about hot and sweaty sex, but it comes with a mood of just insane sensuality. I love the bonfire beauties, burn boys slow in ember flames. You know, there's something about that jazz, you know, whiskey soaked passion. Oh, I love that. Love that. Love that. Love that. Love, love, love that. And my favorite line, which it just feels very familiar to me. I mean, I absolutely love it, is it spits blue notes in waves of wishful thinking. And I just love that because, you know, you catch someone's eye and then they like play right to you. And then it's just like, It kind of flows over your skin, like just the sound of it comes with a feeling. It is just, So, Miss Lady A, what do you think about that, John?
Well, I have a very, very colorful mind when I read this piece because I like the way that you started this off. And you're talking about the jazz in the club and the music that's playing, and silver trumpets spit blue notes and waves of wishful thinking. And then you go on the next verse in the last line, and silver trumpets continue to blow tones of wanting. And again, the third one, and silver trumpets slide sultry sexual salutations. And then the last one, and silver trumpet stained with red lipstick lays silent. Brilliant. Really good. I really liked how you put that together. And, you know, you could easily overlook that last line, save for the end, silver trumpet. That was excellent, right? Really, really great stuff.
See, she can multitask. I cannot. I don't know how you wrote that with such mood that it penetrates your skin, like, you know, while we're doing stuff. Like, I'm just like, you're just awesome. And I'd be all distracted.
Thank
you. My words would be disjointed. And then here you are with the whiskey and the smoke and the jazz and the embers and whew, and lipstick on a horn. I'm just saying. So Rack and Tour, what are your thoughts?
Well, I want to take her on an all-expense-paid trip to New Orleans. it's just amazing. Lady A picked up on the same thing I did, the way that she can sit there and walk you down a path and then, you know, do a 360 or a 180 without you even realizing that she did it. You know, she does that with such finesse. She does it all the time. And usually people don't catch it. And you know, I'm sitting there in my head going, you know, she just said she cut someone's head off. Didn't you see that? Did you understand that? You know, nope, they didn't. You know, she does that all. I love the way she does that. But you know, and like Pretty Bird mentioned, she sets the scene beautifully. Obviously, she enjoys the jazz music, and she's been to those kinds of bars, and you know, the smokiness of it. You know, everyone hears about it, but there's an experience I think that comes with it that dribbles into what you write, and it's evident. It's evident that you know what you're talking about, that you've enjoyed it. You know, you don't just talk about whiskey. You've had that whiskey. You know, some people say, you know, oh, you know, a shot of this or whatever. And you've had it. You could tell you've had it by the way that you write about it.
Yeah, I've had it.
You know, it comes out, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, not everyone can impart their experience into what they write. It's elusive sometimes. You know, you chase after it, and it doesn't always – happen, but you know, when it does, it's beautiful, and it's evident, I think, in the way that you write. Your experiences are lovely and relatable and you know, envious.
Thank you.
Because
you're
awesome. Now Rack and Tour has one that he loaded in the studio for us, because I am useless at multitasking until I can, you know, talk and breathe at the same time again. I miss that. And so he is up on the board. And every time I open it, I keep on losing it. I don't know why. It just, oh, okay, because there it is. Wait, it's telling me, it's not opening on the, like, I can't click the link. Oh, it says that it's set to me only, but maybe all the ones that are already me only will stay that way until you change them, or they're going to change soon, but you can't put any new ones on private.
It says me only on when I click on it, too.
So I guess you have to undo it. Even though I don't remember there being a place to undo it, because there's no place to do it again.
Right.
They don't make it easy.
Well, I mean, you could just play it.
Are you good with that? Because I'm good with that.
I'm good with that, yeah. I mean, rather than sit here and fight with it, you could have a little auditory.
So we're just going to hang on every word. I'm good with that. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Game of Moans. By Rack and Tour. Let me open your eyes, reach out and take my hand. We'll uncover our hidden desires, exploring things we don't yet understand. We can set the mood by lighting a few candles. Dripping hot wax can be used when we play. Maybe a few drinks to loosen our inhibitions, and then undress each other to get things underway. The toy box holds all sorts of possibilities. For anal play, we'll definitely need some lube. We can flip for who gets the beads and who uses the butt plug. Just make sure there's still plenty of grease in the tube. And while you're at it, check the batteries in the vibrator. We can't have it suddenly stop running. Because once we get started, I promise not to rest until after your second coming. And boom.
Well, there's editing to be done here.
I'm assuming this was for the grid.
The grid?
Yeah. Oh, that was one of the best ones. Because it had all the goodies, and you, like, mentioned, like, all the goodies. I was not expecting all the goodies, but I am amused and thrilled that there are goodies. And, you know, and I absolutely love the whole everything is fair play, because I live by that rule, and because, you know, body's meant to feel good, might as well utilize it. And I love that. I love the freedom in it. I love the, you know, let's get a little loose and explore this little, you know, treasure trove, this little pirate's booty of the lights. And I absolutely love that. And I was stifling my giddiness. I was trying not to giggle, because I was just, it was just unexpected and absolutely fabulous. So Miss Sweet Pea, what do you think of his toy box?
Well, I love his toy box. It is definitely a toy box not for the shy. Definitely for those that want to explore their adventures. But I definitely did enjoy it. And Miss Soyer, what did you think of the toy box?
Well, it was a very sassy... sassy, right, I have to say. Just let me get back to it here. Do we have a, can we go and get it? Or, oh, you can't.
I'm looking at where I might be able to. There's an advanced tab that I'm trying to find again, that I might be able to change it, but
I have to go to the very last of it, because when you said it, what was the word that you used? It was, oh, dear. Oh, the second coming, yes. I had to get my Bible out and put my hand on it just in case, you know, because that was, like almost blasphemous, but filthy blasphemous. It was really good.
Thank you.
So I am assuming that in that night of adventure, there's a lot of worshiping going on, because, you know, things get done that way.
at least one, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, well, that I guess they call that a holy fuck.
Okay.
I love rated R shows. Because I am that girl. You know, I just am.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
But, you know, last week, any little bit of laughing almost killed me. So this is much better, because I can giggle a little bit and I'm not hacking up along. So yay for some healing. And I'm telling you, I'll take every little baby step I can get. I have a poem up on the board that there are no beads in it, unfortunately. But this is... axiom, and just let me know when y'all see it.
I see the light.
You guys got it?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like this. There are lots of words, so I might have to take a break in the middle because, you know, I have no air. But it goes like this. Night winds carry me. You know, again, I will start over because apparently I can't read. Night
you
winds.
Want me to put it in the studio?
No, there's nothing to put in the studio. Oh, yeah, no, I got it. It's fine. I'll just read it. Night winds carry my name through your skin in memories that pull painfully at tethers bound ethereally in timeless abandon that screams primordial truths through distant air. Bleed my name through your veins and meet me in midnight desire. Hold me tight with no release to be found. Grip my flesh and claim what time has birthed as yours. Primal eyes bite my pulse and beat in a unified heart that screams through my body in scented wafts of wistful distance carried on electric waves that permeate sense. Break the silence with pleasured moans as my teeth break concentration, turning it into the symphony that rules the dance, merging bodies into spiritual excess. The heat across time can burn just as cruelly as the distance that leaves me devoid of your seated sin. Temporary yet intolerable, this silent cacophony, I hear you calling, yearning deep as the abyss. Bind my will as you bind my spirit to yours. Sing my name in your longing, and I will return arias that scent your flesh in loving whispers and pleasured screams that call you by name. Obsidian pools liquefy me, presiding over the prime that pulls at the core of unified libidinous need. There is naught but desire to feed the beast and quell the fasting hunger. End poem.
Woof.
You know, I have to say, I remember this poem too. And the way you read it, of course, is part of the excitement of it all. But I think night winds, right from the beginning, night winds carry my name through your skin. Oh, like, I just bleed my name through your veins. Primal eyes bite my pulse and beat in a unified heart that screams through my body. And break the silence with pleasured moans as my teeth break concentration, turning it into a symphony that rules the dance, merging bodies into a spiritual excess. There's so many words, so many lines in this piece that are just so beautiful, and so sultry and sensual. But just the beauty of this, like to me, it's yes, it's sensual and sexy and everything. But there's just something that about your writing that there's just a beautiful aspect of it in every word, in loving whispers and pleasured screams that call you by name. Yeah,
that's
well,
awesome.
That's it. Like, it's just amazing. It really is. And I already had it on my list, too. Yeah. This wonderful poem.
Sweet has dropped. So I'm hoping she calls back.
That means me.
Yes, sir.
thank you. the musical references to aria and orchestra, and you know, you used a bunch of words like that. But at the same time, you know, when you mention screams, it turns the moans of pleasure and all of that into the song that you're talking about for me. So I very much appreciate that, being an auditory type person. That really is kind of the thing that really gets my engine going. So the gasps and the moans and the screams are just, you know, like you say. And then for them to be calling my name, well, you know. it's a beautiful thought. It really is. You know, who doesn't want to hear their name screamed? That's actually on the list of worst pickup lines. You know, tell me your name so I know what to scream later.
You are so bad.
Well, it's not mine. I can't take credit for that. I wouldn't take credit for that, actually, but yeah.
There's something about that, too, that when somebody says your name in the heat of passion,
even if it's not, even if it's not in the heat of passion, it's a psychological thing. You make a connection to it. You do it in interviews. You do it when you want to connect with someone. Even when you're arguing, if you want to get someone's attention, it's a very efficient way of kind of guiding a conversation without doing it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
It's also one of those things that in the wrong situation I find really stinking annoying, because when somebody's like, hey, you know, and you introduce each other, and then 15 times in a row for them to remember or whatever, they're like, hey, pretty bird best or pretty bird that, or yada yada. I'm like, shut up. You don't know me. Go away. However, there is a very dangerous thing about screaming somebody's name when your eyes are closed, your mind takes it, you don't know what the hell's coming out of your mouth. And that could be a very bad thing. So, you know, before you ever say anybody's name, make sure your eyes are open, you're looking at their face.
Oops.
You know, I'm going to ruin things real quick. But, there is something to be said, for that connection. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be a name. It is so many people keep their eyes closed or while they're facing each other, there's something really primal and really kind of that is almost like laser focus when you are watching each other. And not looking at bodies, you know, writhing, but watching each other, looking at each other, understanding what it feels like, doing what with no shame whatsoever. And it's a very beautiful thing. And it just heightens everything. And but it takes a lot to, you know, allow somebody to watch you and watch them back.
Yes.
You know, it's hard for some people. Not so much for me because, you know, I zero shit, we're good. But when I was younger, I never knew what to do with myself. And it was weird that somebody wanted to look at me but why? You know, I don't want to look at you, you know? I never had any shame. Things would just always fly out of my mouth. But when you are fully connected with someone, that's not even a question. You know, I am pleasing you in all of these different ways. You best watch me, you know? It's just really just sexy, and which is lovely. I wrote this poem because, you know, every now and then you come across somebody that touches you on a different plane. Even if they are not at all what you're attracted to, sometimes there's just a connection there that fills the room. I mean, it's, you know, that kind of animal attraction sometimes catches you off guard. And and it's interesting that a little 2 second of something, that you catch, like in the air like that, can lead into words of whatever, you know. It was nice. Yeah, so Sweet Pea's phone sucks apparently, so she is done for the night. And good night, Sweet Pea. And I'm thrilled that she was able to come with us today, because so much fun. Whew. So I am thinking that, and this has nothing to do with actual poetry, this is just some side notes, that I am going to put a tab in the Naughty Room for suggestions on future shows, so people can put stuff on there. If people can put stupid crap on there that we can't actually write about, then, you know, I'll reconsider putting that on there. But my hope is to have every month, like, just a little blurb at the bottom of the topic board telling you what's coming up for the next month, for the next week, because it's really difficult to try to be all sensual and sexy when I'm all can't breathe and coughing. So, you know, they just
well, you're doing a good
well
job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sitting here with my oxygen and lozenges so that my throat is whatever, and I am not feeling sexy. But, you know, I kind of like talking about it, so we're good. And and there's something – I tend to go dark with everything that I write. I don't do light very well because it's just not who I am. Not and just to be clear, I don't equate darkness and light with good and evil. I am more shadows than I am sunshine. You know, it's just one of those things. I'm good with it. And so I love my Nyx list because all of the poems are like that. Because, you know, Nyx is the night and Erebus is the darkness, and together they make the sun. And I find that to be just the best story of gods and goddesses ever. And so I like that little file of mine. I actually don't separate my sexy because I don't trust the weirdos that attack me in my inbox to not use them for their own pleasure. And the
spank
answer
bank
is I'm not helping you with that.
Spank bank.
It's just because, you know, a lot of my sensual pieces have recordings. And then I get inboxed with, I love your voice.
Yeah.
And could you read this? No. You know what? Really, I can't, but thanks. You'd be surprised. I've gotten unfortunate images in my inbox. I was like, you know you're going to get banned, right? You know that they're not actually private, right?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
No, see, you save those images, and then when someone asks you for a picture, you send them one of the previous images you've received.
Actually, I saved everyone I ever got, which is a stupid giant amount, and I screenshot it with their name. And then I send it back to them, going, the next time I get one of these, this is going all over the internet, just like this with your name and everything. I've only had to do one. Mm-hmm. Because people have, you know, a massive set when they can't see you, and they think they can get away with doing whatever. So, you know, that is not okay. So don't do that. Me sending you your junk out there to people that don't want it. And if they if they do want it, you know, make them beg. That's all I'm saying. So it is about a quarter to 12.
I got one more short one.
Oh, absolutely. Put it up.
Just a little brief. It's in the room there now.
Is that it? I have to refresh my page. Give me 1 second.
And it's
it's up there.
Licks and Sips.
Mm. Yes,
okay.
Please.
Go ahead.
Looking at her hair cascading down her back, begs his hands to touch the silken tresses auburn black. Her neck revealed beckons lips to kiss her ivory cheek. Perfume wafting through the air propels him to his knees. His hands worship the altar that is her. Squirming hips press his pelvic bones, thirsting all they were. Fingertips caress and kiss her skin in secret places. Each tender lick, each moistened sip, his tongue, her body traces. And
you didn't want it to end, did you?
Well,
no, I really didn't.
It's the most reluctant end poem I've ever heard.
I know.
This is lovely. I love the glistening lip ticks because it's very innocent. The color of them is very neutral, very natural, very innocent, just a little bit of gloss and you're good. But it's very sensual and very sexy, and those are great lips. And, you know, these lips, those lips, you know, everywhere there's lips. And I kind of really love that. you know, and it fits with today's theme with the cascading hair, which is lovely. And, you know, I've never really heard that auburn black is a description, but I love that because that was my hair all through the summers because, you know, I've got the black hair and then it gets some bleach into that really nice chestnut just in places. Everything you have put up tonight has been fully engaging and very, very sensual and lovely. His hands worship the altar that is her. And that's kind of what it's about because, you know, there's a lot of selfish people out there. And if you've ever had a selfish lover, they suck and not in a good way. And, you know, you have to enjoy the giving. Because if you enjoy the giving, they will enjoy the receiving. And then in return, the goal is that if you do them good, they'll try to do you better. And so it only helps things to enjoy what you're doing, you know? I will never understand people that are reluctant to give pleasure. I was like, Ben, what do you think I'm going to do for you? You better go home.
Well, because they're scared, first of all. I think that they're scared of receiving anything that's unusual outside of intercourse. And I think I told you before we had a party out at a friend's place out at the beach, and there were almost 30 of us there. And we were
this is not the private show. But I remember the conversation.
Well, anyway.
And they're
scared of,
And I blame the lover because if somebody is uneasy, it is a joint effort. You can't just, you know, get drunk and be like, okay, now we're fine. You have to feel at ease. And it's the partner's, it's the partner who needs to ensure that, who needs to take those little steps over time to make them comfortable with themselves, comfortable with them, even if lights have to be off. Ooh, I think that might be next week's theme, on or off, because, you know, there's a time for everything.
Can I write something in the room?
Like, well, yeah, you can write whatever.
The adult lounge?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll just write it in there then. Okay.
And, but yeah, you know, and then the different generations with the different this, but in this current 2021, intimacy looks somewhat, the expectation of intimacy is different than it was in the 50s, you know? There is it's after the sexual revolution, after, you know, all that stuff, there is an expectation that here's a list of like 7 basic things. Learn them, memorize them, understand things, change for everybody, and then practice. Then there's a whole lot of, you know, side dishes that are a lot more commonplace now that maybe were not back then. So it's a good thing that times are changing because let me tell you what, being a woman was unfortunate, you know, with all the rules and all the expectations and all the you must be a lady. You know?
Oh, yeah. And your hysteria. Don't forget hysteria.
Lady A, I love you. That's hysterical. How do you promise something like that?
I know. I was like, oh, my God. Get out.
That's hysterical.
Go the hell home.
Exactly. You know?
Oh, my dear.
I'm telling you, that's just too funny.
Yeah.
You know, people like what they like and they don't like what they don't like. And everybody's allowed to have their own opinions on whatever it is they like done or not done. And that's perfectly fine. But the issue isn't whether you like it or not. The issue is that you're uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable in your own skin. You are self-conscious about whatever is going on because, you know, like we said earlier, there's perfectly natural lubricant that comes with perfectly natural hormones and pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know, you don't know, you know? And it can be a very daunting thing. But so I personally think that sex education is a huge disservice
in this particular country, because it's all body parts, hygiene, go home. And so I'm just like, no, that's not enough. I'll teach you anything you want to know. Just all you have to do is ask. We'll go over the science. We'll go over the whatever. We'll go over the nuances. We're good. I have no problem talking to my kids, anybody's kids. I've had all kinds of people. So, okay, yeah, feel free to – can he just call you to ask you questions to, you know, like their 17-year-old kid? I'm like, all right. But, you know, I'm going to answer him. He's like, yes. She's like, yes, better you than me. I'm like, all right. You know, because I don't have any qualms discussing physiology and stuff. I would rather have people out there know that, you know, there are differences, know that there are subtleties, than go out there expecting it to be like porn where there's no scent and everybody is all way too fake and, oh my God, it's so big, because it ain't, and all of that stuff. So, you know, I keep things real. Yeah.
So tell me something. Your kids, like, how old are your children, if you don't mind me asking?
The oldest is 23. The youngest is 12. But it's my two teenagers that ask. And
so do they are they embarrassed? Or they're happy that you're so open with them and maybe they're friends? Like, do you feel like they approve of your openness?
They're friends. I've had some of their friends fully come out to me before discussing anything with their parents. They call my house Vegas because whatever happens here stays here. They actually ask me anything. And I'm like, look, just to be clear, I understand your parents' viewpoints on things. So before I have these conversations with you, I need to know it's okay with them, because I'm not here to piss anybody's parents off, you know? Even just a little while ago, 2 days ago, I think, I was talking to one of my kids. I was like, look, I'm happy to talk about this. Let me know if you need condoms. We'll go over the different types, the different styles. I will show you everything. I will let you know this. I will let you know that. I will discuss with you, you know, why I would prefer if you did not need to purchase lubricant, because you need to do a good job. Because I'm not going to send you out there in the world not knowing.
Good for you.
You know? Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to send you out there ill-equipped to please somebody. It's all right.
No kid of mine is going to leave a girl unsatisfied.
That's right.
I
was like, because, you know, you grow up and there's a lot of wham, bang, bam, thank you, ma'am, and I'm not my kid. But, like, listen, it is a privilege to get to be that intimate. It is a journey, and that should be enjoyed. But before you hit any roadblocks and stumble, there's some things you need to know that are perfectly natural, perfectly okay, and don't ever make a face like it's distasteful, because you'll traumatize the poor girl.
Yeah.
You know, so there's all that. But it is 11:57, and I love this show. It's enough to pull me out of my out of my healing process of laying there doing nothing, because it's so much fun. Like, I can't do anything for like 2 days. Like, I'll be fully winded tomorrow, hacking up along. My O2 will be in the tank, because it takes a lot out of me. But I absolutely love it, and I am thrilled that you guys could call and share time and sweet and potency, and I think that this does a lot for my emotional healing, to be able to interact and have a good time. So thank you guys. I just absolutely love sharing time and, you know, having little free conversations about all the goodies in life. Not that these are all
the
goodies.
Well, great to have you back, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. And
take care.
I'm doing my best. So y'all have a wonderful rest of your night. I will see you next week. I'll see you Tuesday, because I'm going to do my best to run Rack Studio for his show. And but I'll probably end up being quiet, because I'll probably still be hacking up along. But I will absolutely be there. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. And I will see y'all next week. Good night, guys.
Good night. Bye, everyone.
Good night, crazy look.
Night.
Good night, pretty bird.
Good night.